I'm Howard Klein, and I'm with CRE Radio. We're here at Recon 2013 with Randy Banchik, Executive Vice President with Westwood Financial. Good morning, Randy. It's still morning here. We're here the first day.
It is definitely still morning.
We have some really interesting things to talk about. Randy and I have been talking briefly just before the show started. Why don't you give us your 30-second elevator speech about Westwood Financial?
Sure. Westwood Financial is a 40-year-old investment company based in Los Angeles. We have offices in four cities. We own about 115 purely retail properties in 25 metropolitan markets across the country.
As I understand it, there have been some changes over the last few years. So could you explain what the portfolio has been and how your management of the portfolio has changed over the last few years?
Sure. One of the nice things about our company is that we are a privately held company. We don't announce or answer to anybody. And so
nice.
As the market changes, we're able to do what we think is best. So we have a stabilized portfolio of primarily grocery and specialty anchored centers. But over the last couple of years, as prices have really risen for that core property and it's been harder to compete, we've been able to do some things that are out of the box and very opportunistic. And when you sit around a small table, but you have the kind of technological and people-based infrastructure that we have, it provides for a great amount of opportunities for us.
You had mentioned that over the last couple of years, you've kind of stepped away from some of your core management. Could you explain that a little bit more?
Well, our management has stayed the same, but from an acquisitions philosophy, we've been participating more in the distressed acquisitions market. We've been using our resources, our infrastructure, and our deep understanding of how shopping centers work to participate in things like the auction platforms or buy REO property or some somewhat out-of-the-box types of acquisitions that we think we can really use our people to do something with and make more short-term opportunities and more short-term gains as opposed to our core portfolio that we keep for a long time.
What are the key elements that you pay attention to for acquisitions?
Well, the most important thing to us is the base utility of the property, having intrinsic value, having replaceable rents. If the tenants can do business, we'll do business. So we really focus on the tenants and their ability to operate, to generate sales. And then from that, we identify what the rental rate should be and whether we can keep the space occupied, if there's enough population, if there's enough potential growth for us to be able to make a shopping center work.
You had mentioned auctions. What's the value proposition of doing auction purchasing and selling?
Well, the auction market came about for us about 2 years ago. Interestingly, knowing that there would be an increase in distressed sales and transfers from distressed borrowers to lenders and then outward, we developed a program to start tracking those properties that were having difficulty. When the auction process came about in about May, June of 2011, we were right there. We knew those properties very well, and we were able to start participating in that process.
How do you determine how to buy a particular property out of auction? And this question has been plaguing me over the last few years because you can't do the same kind of due diligence. So how do you deal with that?
Well, you're still buying the same kind of property. The difficulty is in getting good information about that property because in a lot of cases, the information provider doesn't have that information. So what we rely on is our base of knowledge, our infrastructure. A lot of times we've seen these properties before. We have a very deep base of information that we've kept. We have very strong technology. And so we recognize these properties and we know a lot of the history in many cases. But what we really rely on is our depth of experience and understanding the kinds of things that can go wrong in a property and utilizing our people and that information to dig in around auction properties where the information is just not provided easily. And that's what provides the opportunity for us.